An environmental group that has close ties with a number of officials in the Obama administration is seeking to distance itself from the push to manage federal fisheries with quota-sharing plans. The Pew Environmental Group said it still believes catch shares can work, but not in all situations. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
The Pew Environment Group has put out a white paper that is directly aimed at an expected report from a task force Jane Lubchenco put in motion shortly after she took office as President Obama's point person on ocean issues, heading the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Lubchenco has served on the boards of both Pew and the Environmental Defense Fund, which strongly pushed quota shares. In releasing the white paper, Lee Crockett, Pew's director of federal fisheries policy, says not so fast.
One-size-fits-all philosophy is inappropriate and ultimately harmful to sound fisheries management because it ignores local variability.
A number of marine conservation groups have supported quota shares because they change the incentives in the markets so that competing gear groups are not constantly pressing for bigger total allocations. That makes it easier to reduce the overall catch. But four examples analyzed in the white paper, two of them in Alaska, show plenty of unintended consequences. The white paper points to the Alaska Crab Rationalization Program as an example of what can go wrong. The program was imposed through a budget rider crafted by former Senator Ted Stevens. It gave 90% of the quota to processors, and it's resulted in far fewer jobs, lower pay for crab fishermen, high grading of the crab, and hard times for shore-based businesses that service the industry. On the other hand, many of the effects of the 1995 halibut and sablefish IFQ program have been positive. The overall value of the fishery has grown tremendously. It's less dangerous, and it can service the market year-round. But the program's startup wasn't easy. Coastal communities had trouble adapting, and a lot of quota share ended up in the hands of people who don't fish it. Linda Benkin of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association says the IFQ's latest problem is particularly thorny. What to do about growing fishing pressure from sports charter boats, which exceed their guideline harvest level every year in some Alaska waters. Managers are now talking about allowing the charter operators to lease additional quota share from the commercial fleet.
There's been recognition that there needs to be some accommodation of a growing guided sports sector. So the mechanism that has been approved by the council and will be working its way through the secretarial review process is to allow them to start with leasing of quota share between the commercial and guided sports sector so that that guided sports sector can provide increased access to the recreational anglers.
The sports fishing groups are for the most part hostile to quota sharing, saying the plans don't work well with their business models. Small boat fishing interests have problems with catch shares as well, because if quota share can be bought and sold, it tends to end up with the larger economic interests. The quotas were touted as a way to allow the market to allocate the fish to those who are most efficient, but Benkin says it's not efficiency that talks to this kind of market.
You know, efficiency doesn't necessarily, deep pockets is what drives who buys quota share. It's not, hasn't been necessarily the smallest, most efficient operator.
And Zeke Grader of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Association put it more bluntly. He called crab rationalization a disaster caused by free market ideology. The latest winner of the Nobel Prize for Economics might have been helpful in designing catch sharing programs, but that's not the case for some earlier Nobel laureates.
It's too bad that the Nobel Prize Committee for Economics came along about 15 years too late and not awarded Eleanor Ostrom the award about 15 years ago, and we could have used her more in helping design these programs instead of some of these free market ideologues that have gotten both Wall Street and our fisheries in trouble.
The white paper recommends putting a 10-year limit on catch-sharing permits, and it says quota share fisheries must be well enforced and frequently reviewed. Alaska longliner Linda Benkin says that's the only way to keep a fishery local.
In the beginning of a program, you set the measurable goals, the vision of what you want the fishery to look like in the future, and then you schedule a review to make sure those goals are being met over time and that you're not seeing an erosion of quota share from the communities.
The Pew White Paper emphasizes that such regular reviews are required by the language of the Magnuson-Stevens Act, which governs federal fisheries. The NOAA Catch Share Task Force is composed of agency staffers and members of the regional fishery management councils. It's expected to issue its report soon. For the Alaska Public Radio Network, I'm Steve Heimel.